Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from Daytona Beach International Airport, offering new nonstop service to New York City and Boston, Massachusetts, beginning December 4th. Daytona Beach International Airport features convenient access to the terminal, easy and close parking, and more. Details at flydab.com.
This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden Creston. The Spotlight is on now. Halloween is tomorrow, and with that in mind, we're taking on the haunted this week in the Volusia County community of Casadega. It was formed in the late 1800s as a retreat for the seance-focused spiritualism religion. Today, it's the spot for psychics, crystal shops, tarot readings, and many, many ghost stories. So what better place than the legend-soaked, century-old hotel in the center of town for a Halloween haunted house? This year, the Casadega Haunted Attractions Company has two, actually. The more family-friendly Urban Legends experience that winds through part of the hotel itself, and Carnival, a fully interactive attraction that might be too much for the kids. Company co-producers Kim Jost and Dwayne DJ Lane cavort in character among the 80 or so scare actors that fill the attraction in the unique town of Casadega, where the community vibe is strong and the presence of ghosts and spirits is simply a way of life.
I consider us to be more of an old school style haunt, very family and community based. I like to use actors. I don't like animatronics. I don't like things like that. I like the interaction with people. We have actors that are very unpredictable. We train them to be unpredictable and to change their scares up so you don't get the show. If you come through more than once, you're going to get a different type of scare. So we're always changing. It's always evolving. Even after we open, we change the sets around. We change some lighting around. We add things. We take away things to keep it interesting and to keep people guessing.
There are two experiences, I understand. So, Kim, can you tell me about what makes the two experiences different?
So with this being our 10-year anniversary, we kind of incorporated both of our passions into one. So we're celebrating like my ode with Casadega as well as DJ's ode. So you have the Zozo's Urban Legends, where you go through all the different types of urban legends like Bloody Mary, The Hook, Robert the Doll, Annabelle, and then you also basically go to another urban legend, which is Carnival. And that one is even way more immersive because, you know, the clowns can fully touch you, mess with you. You can get wet by blood, water, who knows what. And so the two experiences are way different from each other. So you can go through the urban legends and just get your normal jump scares and whatever. But then once you go to Carnival, it's a fully hands-on immersive, like you're basically stuck in a horror movie.
Well, having the two choices, that makes for a full experience.
Yes.
So it's safe to say that Carnival is less kid-friendly.
Yes. Even though we've had a few kids go through, the parents, we also make sure that the little ones aren't the ones being messed with. It's the parents that are getting messed with.
Fair enough. So you rent rooms in the hotel itself to make this happen. And Casadega Hotel is 100 years old, and it has a lot of, let's say, legend and lore that comes with it. I mean, it is in the middle of Casadega Spiritualist Camp, which is essentially the town, and it even talks about its resident ghosts on its website. So I have two questions there. How do your haunt and the hotel mingle? And have you ever had mysterious encounters there yourselves?
The haunt being in a historic hotel, there's obviously a lot of, you know, different spirits and entities. And I personally haven't come into anything bad, which Casadega is a spiritual camp in itself. So, you know, you have your psychics, you have your mediums, you know, there's going to be spirits everywhere. So there has been many, many experiences. I mean, including we have the lady in the white who you'll see kind of up in the top hotel windows, or we have our lovely friend Arthur, who you can smell his cigar, even like when we're getting ready in the basement. He used to love always being in Sinatra's. I mean, he has a burger named after him in the restaurant. So there's many, many experiences that I've personally had.
So it's kind of a fact of life there.
Oh, yeah.
I was the chef for the restaurant for a while, and that's how we actually got started doing the haunt there. my knives would get moved. Like I'd be chopping something, set it down, go to grab a towel, come back. My knife is moved somewhere else, you know, like little pranky stuff like that. We turn everything off at night, come in sometimes and a light's turned back on, you know, something like that. They like to, you know, have fun. They like to mess with us, you know, especially around this time of year. The activity is always heightened around this time of year.
I understand that along with the spooky and the scary, you do charity work as well.
Yes. We started doing a kids' day 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And so we do that to raise money for autism awareness, which is something very near, dear to my heart. Our son, he's on the spectrum. Then a new one that we started this year was the pinups and pumps.
Pinups and what now?
It's pinups and pumps. So basically, this was their first year that they did it. It was for an organization called NORD. It's the National Organization for Rare Disorders. So one of our lovely actors came up with this organization. She deals with disorders herself. She has a lot of medical mysteries and whatnot. And that also hits close to home with myself since I went through my own medical mystery. But the thing that they did this year, they basically did a pinup contest. And Pinups and Pumps Florida is a very big pinup girl organization that they have. And this year, the hotel sponsored the very first Halloween one. So we did a little kind of show. Me and one of our makeup artists actually were also in it. I ended up winning the fan favorite, who was also the best scream. And then our makeup artist actually won the best overall. That was also a very big and fun thing that was new to the whole Casadega Haunt season this year. This is our 10-year anniversary. I mean, it is like a very mom and pop, like family-oriented haunt. The majority of our actors are within about 5 local high schools that, you know, we train how to not only be safe, but to scare, to entertain, just to, you know, have all around fun. And a lot of these are drama kids, or sometimes the drama kids just ask their friends. And we've seen many, many kids who have come to us that were very shy and quiet, that have found their voices, have found scares. It's so heartwarming to watch these kids grow up. And then we go through training and then hearing these kids scream and scare the crap out of people. It's a wonderful experience. And I feel like more people need to give tries for mom and pop haunts. We put our literal blood, sweat, and tears into these haunts. Anyone who has not come out to Casadega and even experienced the town, but also obviously come during spooky season and experience a true mom and pop haunt that have worked their butts off for many, many years and puts this thing together truly within a span of only like a month, they just need to give it a chance.
How long are each of the experiences, depending if you get lost in the maze?
So we definitely have people get lost in the Zozo maze, and I will be at fault for that. It does really depend how long you're lost in the maze on the urban legends side. The urban legends is about like 20 minutes, and the carnival can be almost up to 30, depending on like how you interact with the actors and the games and stuff in there. So it's definitely a good walkthrough. But I mean, if you're running through it, it's still going to be a hot minute before you get out.
Sorry. If you're running through, it's still going to be a hot minute for you to get out.
We always strive to outdo our previous year, which, I mean, this year we really have done, you know, and for both houses, they're just both just absolutely amazing. And all of our characters are, you know, amazing. We want people to find out more about us. I mean, no one does, mom and pop. I mean, we are a small town home haunt that just loves Halloween. And we love being able to share that passion with everyone and anyone that we can.
That was Dwayne DJ Lane and Kim Jost of Casadega Haunted Attractions. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight, and happy Halloween!